Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But they have George Banks and his story in the local rags. The infamous mass murder, he killed 13. He was 83. And the guy who covered it, and we've had him on a few times regarding the George Banks saga, and that was our own David DeCosmo. March of the Cue Balls, that means David's coming on. How are you, David?
Doing pretty well, Bob. Fighting off some allergies right now, though.
Allergies in the late fall, huh?
Yeah. Must be an onset to winter, I guess.
It's like, I don't want to see another winter, right?
Exactly. Well, Bob, I guess, for the public at large, the George Banks story, the story of the largest mass murder in the state of Pennsylvania, has come to an end. But for those who lived through it, especially first responders, but I guess even down to those of us in the news media, it's something that will always be with us because of the horrific nature. September 25th, 1982, Banks takes an AR-15 rifle, goes to Wilkes-Barre, to his home on Schoolhouse Lane, and then later to Heather Highland's mobile home park in Jenkins Township, and takes the lives of 13 people, many of them his common-law wives, his children, and some folks related to them. And the questions of why, in many cases, are now being looked at again. Why did it happen? Well, he was convinced that there was going to be a race war. He was of mixed race, and he was convinced there was going to be a race war, and that his family would suffer, and that he wanted to end that suffering before it came about to that stage.
My word.
Why didn't they take his life right then and there? Because it was a possibility. And the late Jim Zardecki, county detective, who passed away just this past year, told me that he had Banks in his sights, but Banks was holed up at a home in Wilkes-Barre and refusing for some time to surrender. And Zardecki had him in his sights, and he told me, as he did back in the day that this all happened, he said that if he had fired and missed, there was going to be a lot of dead people. And he said, I would probably have been one of them because he would have opened up with that AR-15. Why wasn't he executed? He was sentenced to death, and it wasn't until many years later that he was ruled incompetent to stand trial or just to be executed. And in fact, I had a session yesterday via text message with Al Flora, who represented Banks all the way through the Supreme Court. And let me read what he wrote. George's mind was broken for a long time, and one can't imagine the horror he experienced while being in isolation in a state prison for 43 years. In many ways, such unimaginable horror experienced every moment of every day was far more cruel than any swift execution. And Al said, for George, the turmoil of racial prejudice coupled with the death of so many is something that no sane person could ever endure. So,
well, I'm not playing a violin for George Banks. Sorry.
No one is, Bob. No one is. But again, there are a lot of aspects to this story. And to be fair, you want to look at all of those aspects. Until he committed those crimes, those mass murders, the largest mass murder in this country had taken place in Texas. I think it was back in the 60s when somebody killed 15 people. excuse me. So, David,
was he ever repentant? Did he ever say, "Oh, I did it"? And what do we?
You know, Bob, it's funny you should ask that, because I don't know if anybody in the media ever interviewed George Banks, but I did briefly. And that is when they were leading him away from the courthouse. He had been convicted. He had been sentenced to death. And in the courtroom, he said, "I found God." So as he's leaving, I stick my mic over to the deputies and said, Mr. Banks, in the courtroom, you said you had found God. Is that true? He said, "Yes, it's true," or "Yes, I did." To which I said, "Are you at peace?" To which he answered, "Yes, I am." I don't know if anybody else ever got anything out of him, but I have that on video. As a matter of fact, WBRAWYOU is running a podcast on Banks, which now is dated because of his death, but they played that clip during that podcast.
Yeah, fascinating.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I just didn't remember any remorse, I do remember, but again, vague memories that could be corrected, that he denied doing it or something to that effect, you know?
He claimed at one point that a couple of the people were actually killed by police. Of course, there was no such evidence of anything like that. And as far as being remorseful, the only thing I can tell you is any time I ever saw him, whether I was near him, whether he was in court, whether somebody else was near him, he never showed any emotion. He was blank, staring ahead, saying nothing except for those few words that I got from him. And by the way, during the last few years, Al Floor kind of stepped out of the case after the Supreme Court ruled he was incompetent to be executed. But he said that he was, sometime a few years ago, they appointed a guardian for him in prison because he was incapable of making decisions about his own life.
Yeah. And he looks like a normal guy. He reminds me a lot in his older, you know, the pictures contemporaneous with the problem with his murders. He looks like Jim Brown. I mean, he looks like a regular guy.
He was a prison guard, and ironically, that happened after he had been convicted of crimes. When he was taken into custody, I think I told you before, I was two or three houses away, lying on the ground, sticking my microphone out, recording Mr. Brunson, a friend of his who finally talked him out of that house. Now, I don't think he could have fired in my direction because I was on the same side of the street as he was. But, it was pretty scary for a while there, knowing this guy.
I think so. Somebody killed 13 and you're laying on the ground with a microphone.
Yeah, but I was a couple of houses away.
AR-15 could reach that far, David.
God bless the police officer. Hey, remember the police officers that had him, surrounded, basically. They didn't have the armament and protection they have today.
Yeah.
So a lot of people put their lives on the line in getting him into custody, but the rest of the story is just so mired in unimaginable horror.
David, what was there a takeaway? Was there anything we learned from his murders and his conviction and his legal saga over the decades? Was there anything learned, or is it just, hey, here's what happened and that's it?
Well, the district attorney, the present district attorney of Luzerne County, was on that same podcast that 22 and 28 did. And he said they're still studying this because there are pages and pages and pages of testimony. One man survived. He shot two people walking outside the house in Wilkes-Barre, and one of them, Jimmy Olson, survived. He's still around. Wow. Two boys in the mobile home court were hiding. They survived. So that's what we learned from it is that AR-15 rifles are deadly, especially when they're in the hands of a madman, yeah. Whether he's mad because of insanity or mad because of rage. And I'm told the DA says they're still studying that case. And he was also amazed, Bob, at the swiftness. Remember, these happened in September of 1982. He was tried and convicted the next year. That would never happen today.
Yeah.
It would be years before it came to trial, probably. The only difference today is that you would have probably a lot more evidence. People would be grabbing their smartphones and photographing the whole thing. One of the things that the DA said that imagine how would you clear a scene like that today?
Yeah,
it's just amazing.
Well, David DeCosmo, one thing we know is you were there for all of it, and we appreciate you checking in on the day of the passing of George Banks. Thank you very much, my friend.
I thank you. I'm just still sitting here amazed that I'm the same age as him.
Yeah.
Hey, take care. Thanks for having me on, and I hope all your news is good.
Take care of those allergies. We can't wait till you come back.
Okay, bye-bye.
David DeCosmo, the great David DeCosmo. Journalism like it should be, and we love him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.